Then I would sleep for 10 hours. I'm grumpy when I don't get at least 8. Some people would say I'm grumpy even when I do, but they don't know nothing. 7 a.m., snooze. 7.05 a.m., snooze. 7.10 a.m., Cass, get your butt up for school. I'm not playing. 7.20 a.m., lay there looking around the living room, up at the light in the ceiling. The glass thing that covers the bulb has dead bugs in it. Under the couch, there are toys that I don't even remember playing with. Look at the pictures on the wall. Me at 9, and at 8, and at 7 when Mom was experimenting with giving me a mohawk. But no pictures of the family. Then, finally, it was time to get up, 8 a.m. 10 minutes spent in the shower, 10 minutes getting dressed, and 10 minutes eating breakfast. Toast with peanut butter and honey. 8.30 a.m. 17 minutes walking to school. 8.47 a.m. Homeroom dismissed. 9.10 a.m. 45 minutes in English class, where we were reading Lord of the Flies, which, by the way, is a crazy book. 10 a.m. Then 45 minutes in math class, which was basically 45 minutes of Maureen Thorne raising her hand every single time Mr. Granger asked a question so that she could go up to the board and write the answer. Such a show-off. She's like the geeky girl version of Lou. So yeah, that happened. 10.50 a.m. And then there was social studies class, which I usually call nap time because we never study nothing social. Like, I don't know, social media? Or social events, like parties? All social studies is a stupid way to say history. It's like the rap sheet of history, or something like that. Anyway, I would usually snooze through it, but it was a new day, and I was turning over a new leaf, so I stayed awake. Didn't really focus too much on nothing being said, but my eyes were wide open. 11.40 a.m. And then lunch. You know who ate lunch the same time I did? Brandon Simmons, Jack from Lord of the Flies, a power-hungry dummy and the single most annoying dude in the seventh grade. He owned that record, a record that's really hard to own because there are a lot of annoying dummies in the seventh grade. Trust me, I know, but none like him. Brandon was a year older than everybody because he stayed back a year. Dude was dumb as dirt, and that wouldn't have been so bad if he was at least cool, but he wasn't. Plus, he was taller than most of us, so he treated everybody like chumps, especially me. Just made it to the cafeteria. 11.44 a.m. Got in line. Brandon came in after me, bumped me, and then, seeing that I ignored him, decided to step in front of me.